The Asian Development Bank's Asia Capital Markets Monitor report says the outflow of capital from emerging markets in Asia has slowed in the first quarter of 2009, after huge withdrawals in the second half of 2008. The report says there are signs of a tentative recovery in Asia's stock markets, as investors are becoming less pessimistic about the region's prospects. This week, the Morgan Stanley Composite Index, which tracks stocks of some of the biggest companies in the Asia-Pacific region, except Japan, reached a three-month high. On Monday, the Shanghai Composite Index reached its highest level since August, as investors were encouraged by Premier Wen Jiabao's recent remarks that the country's massive stimulus spending is beginning to bear results. Li Zhenghua, the head of the Regional Economic Integration Office of the Asian Development Bank, a Manila-based bank which lends to governments in the region, says continued economic expansion in countries like China and India will help push this recovery.
The fast-growing economies in the region provide plenty of opportunities for the long-term investors. I think this strong development need, especially to build the infrastructure, and Asia's strong growth momentum should also help local market recovery.
The report says as much as $65 billion in private capital is expected to come to the region this year, although that number is sharply lower than previous years. Emerging Asia includes China, India, Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and South Korea. But Li warns that the immediate economic outlook for the region remains cloudy. The ADB report says that even if the markets may have reached bottom, the eventual recovery could still be drawn out. New York University economics professor Nouriel Roubini, also known as Dr. Doom for his predictions of financial crisis, agrees.
I do agree that we are closer right now to a bottom of the stock market, U.S. and globally, than we were, say, a year ago. But I think that even the latest rally is going to be a bear market rally, and there's going to be another kind of contraction.
In Hong Kong Monday, Roubini said bad earnings from American companies and poor results from stress tests being conducted by authorities on U.S. financial institutions will scare investors. Indeed, some of Asia's major markets fell Tuesday on what analysts say is reaction to news of rising bad loans in American banks. Japan's Nikkei 225 index fell 2.4%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index dropped nearly 3%, while Shanghai was down nearly 1%. South Korea's KOSPI was up nearly 0.5%. Taiwan's index also rose 1.7%. Hede Bayron for VOA News, Hong Kong.